really looking forward to what people assume about us here on the Joe and Alex Show. You got me, I'm Joe, you got Alex, you got Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop, and you can give us your assumptions two ways. The one I really want now is a phone call from you at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Just for listening to the Joe and Alex Show, maybe you see our stuff on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, you assume this about a person on the show.
About our lives.
Yep, and you can also go onto Instagram real quick. We already got most of the ones we're going to be able to get to, but you just kind of give us your assumption.
What do you mean, like, assumption? So, like, if someone called in and was like, hey, and my assumption is producer Porkchop picks his nose.
Yeah, so then that's their assumption, and then you would say it, whether or not that's true, and explain it.
I plead the fifth.
I don't think that's allowed. I think we have to answer it.
So this person wants, this person's assumption about the show is Joe doesn't want kids, but his wife does.
Do you listen to the show? I've been trying to get my wife pregnant before we were, actually, her family might be listening. After we got married, I tried to get her pregnant. She wants to wait another couple of years, but I'm ready to knock her up.
This person says Liv never got spanked as a child or put in time out.
That's my assumption, too.
Yes, I did. I also have three older sisters who used to lock me in the closet and would sometimes put me in, like, a suitcase and stuff. Yes, I did get
spanked. That's awesome.
Put in time out, sent to my room.
Did they put you in the suitcase and throw you down the stairs?
No, I don't remember. I just remember them, like, being like, oh, come on, we can fit you in there. Come on, come on. And I was like, okay. Like, I did whatever they told me.
They love me.
Yes, I grew up with three older sisters who definitely used me as, like, a doll.
This person says, my assumption is that Alex is a goody two-shoes based off the fact that she is saving herself for marriage.
Yeah, right. You are not a goody two-shoes.
I didn't think so either. Yeah, I'm really not. Like, I don't know. I've definitely, like, I was the person sneaking out in high school and lying to my parents about where I was constantly.
Right. She's tried things out, like alcohol and stuff like that underage back in her day.
Yeah, for sure. I was never
She's
the goody
no
two-shoes.
She's no angel. Okay.
Never the goody two-shoes.
Good assumption there, though.
This person says their assumption is that Liv is bisexual.
Ooh, I've actually wondered about that.
Have you?
No. I feel like when you're drunk, you might be.
No, I actually am not. I actually had friends in high school and college who, when they would get drunk, they would really love on some girls. But that's never really been my type. I've always been pretty boy crazy. But Porkchop is bisexual, and he's on the show.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do have someone that swings both ways.
We're asking you to tell us your assumptions about the show or people on the show. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. So this person says Liv and Alex are frenemies. And I thought that was funny because, so you may not know this if you're new to the show, but I actually am the reason Liv got hired. And
right.
Porkchop, really. I kind of found and said I wanted both of them on the show. Talked to Joe, obviously. We agreed. We liked both of them, the ideas of both of them. But, I mean, I was the one that brought up Liv because Liv used to be my intern when I was at another radio station before this one. And so that's how I met her. And when we were building the Joe and Alex show, I knew that she would be a fun, millennial, kind of wild party girl type of person or character, if you will, on the show. I thought that would add to it.
Yeah. So, and I've always kind of looked at Alex as like a mentor, just starting out in radio. My first very radio internship, she was there. So, yeah, I mean, I love Alex. I definitely think it's safe to say we don't have agreeing views sometimes on the world, but that doesn't make us frenemies.
Porkchop. These two are so sweet when they're full of it. They are frenemies to the biggest ever.
We are not frenemies.
Oh, see, there you go. Exactly. Hold on. Let's get a phone call. 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. Michelle, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. And what is your assumption about us?
My assumption is that I believe that you never feel that anyone could be racist. Based off of the conversations that you and Joe, with Joe and Al, like that you guys have,
that's my like the Liam Neeson thing in the garbage.
That and then about the kneeling thing a while back, where you know that it was a big issue about him kneeling, and it was just issues that I realized, like when I listen to you guys, like it's always that there's never anyone could be a racist.
I mean, there's racism out there.
Yeah,
I hate 100%. Racism. It's so dumb. I just wish everyone loved each other. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've been here long enough to gather that opinion from
you. Oh, Michelle, I totally believe in racism. Like, where I'm from originally, most people won't know, but I'm embarrassed to tell people that know where I'm from, because you can Google this, for example. I grew up in a city called Howell, Michigan, H-O-W-E-L-L, and it's in a county called Livingston County. I didn't know this growing up, but I remember, like, the Ku Klux Klan threw a Klan rally, like, in my town where I grew up at, and nobody wanted them there. Everybody was picketing and stuff. But I was a little kid. I'm like, who are these white people in hoods? But I'm embarrassed to tell anybody that's not white where I'm from, because they automatically assume I'm racist. And I do believe in racism. I believe it goes both ways, too.
Yeah,
and,
I do, too.
And it's bullcrap. But I guess, Michelle, and if you listen to the show long enough, you know that I, for example, anybody, I give people usually the benefit of the doubt way too much. Like, it took me a long time.
Way too much. Because I'm like, I listen to you all the time, and I'm like, normally it's the benefit of the doubt, but sometimes, like, it's not correct. But everyone has their own opinion. So I'm like, when I listen to the music, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's good. But then sometimes when you have the conversations, I'm like, let me just change the channel for a little bit because I don't agree.
Well, you should, instead of changing the channel next time, you should call in and then share how you feel about whatever it is that we're talking about. We would absolutely love to have and spotlight your opinion next time.
And as long as you
And I'm glad I can give my opinion, because I was like, you know what? I was skeptical about calling today, and I was like, you know what? I feel like I just need to get this out, because your music is the bomb. But it's just like sometimes the conversations, I'm like, let me just turn it for a few minutes and then come back to it. But I'm like, I should be able to enjoy it. But by the fact that I can actually call and express my feelings, like, I'm actually glad that I can do that today.
We're glad that you can do it.
And
absolutely.
And you can do that any day, especially if you disagree with Alex. We'll give you a special number to call into, okay? We'll take care of you, Michelle. No, we really do love you, and we appreciate you calling in and giving us your perception.
We got a comment that says, my assumption is that Pork Chop eats Kit Kats without separating them.
Oh, God,
just bites
yes.
into them.
I totally believe that.
I might have done that one time.
One time's all it takes, dude. One time's all it takes, and you get categorized as that.
Someone says, my assumption is that Alex and the Egyptian are secretly engaged.
Okay, wait, let me respond to this one. Are you kidding me? If this chick was engaged, we would hear about it the second it would happen. We would do an emergency press conference.
Do you think, though, Liv? Because I think you're right about that. But do you think, let's say the ring wasn't what she wanted, or the proposal isn't how she wanted it, as much as Alex complains, maybe she just would clamp quiet about it and not say anything?
No, she wouldn't clamp quiet. She would just say no.
Yeah, Liv said exactly what I was going to say. Liv said exactly what I was going to say. This person says, I assume that Joe and his wife Lindsay fought at home every single day after Lindsay came on the show and hosted with him. I don't know if you remember this, but a couple weeks ago I went on vacation for a few days for the Egyptian's brother's wedding. I had to go out of town, and so Joe's wife came in and helped co-host the show. Did you guys end up fighting every day after the show?
No, we're pretty good, and we have days occasionally where there are fights, but I've learned that I pretty much 99% of the time need to at least prep my wife to tell her what we're doing. I don't tell her all the details, but she's gotten good at it, and there's certain people, like, in a relationship in radio, it's hard for them to handle that and deal with that. Like, the first girl I dated before my wife for a long time, she eventually couldn't put up with it anymore, and she dumped me. So, I mean, among other things, I'm sure I was a bad boyfriend, but it's not easy.
Someone sent me an Instagram DM. They said, Pork Chop, I know you pee in the shower.